Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. India on Omicron alert. A day after two cases are discovered. States get new guidelines. Cluster cases must go into immediate quarantine isolation and all contacts of a positive case to be tested within 72 hours. The health minister says a decision on booster doses will be taken on scientific experts' advice. Details emerging of how Omicron patient number one escaped India. A South African national got a negative test from a private lab, left his hotel and caught a flight to Dubai without the state knowing. Meanwhile, Karnataka orders tough new curbs, says only fully vaccinated people will be allowed in malls and theatres. As numbers rise, South Africa now clearly in a fourth wave, doctors say driven by the Omicron variant. A 307% increase in cases in the last week, a 26% rise in deaths. Meanwhile, America has crossed 140,000 cases in a day. Cyclone Jawad alerted Andhra Pradesh, Orissa and West Bengal. The cyclone landfall is expected on Saturday. It's the first December cyclone in over a century in Orissa. Pollution is coming from Pakistan. The Uttar Pradesh government lawyer tells the Supreme Court today, the Chief Justice asks, should we ban industries in Pakistan then? What are we doing here? A new task force is announced by the centre with anti-pollution flying squads to implement guidelines. And the centre orders schools to shut in the National Capital Region. A shocking hate crime from Pakistan. A Sri Lankan manager is burned to death in Sialkot by factory workers who killed this manager over blasphemy reports. Imran Khan, Pakistan's Prime Minister, reacts saying it's a day of shame as a shocking crime and details emerge today. A Sri Lankan factory manager brutally killed and burnt to death in Pakistan. Meanwhile, in Haryana's Gurugram, again an extremist group disrupts Namaz. A publicity-hungry right-wing mob comes. Police stop them, but they gather with trucks to disrupt Namaz. And cricket, Agarwal's brilliant 100 puts India ahead in the Mumbai Test. Virat Kohli is out for a duck on his return.